Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Viraj Sanghvi from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited. From the management, we have with us Mr. Kayum Dhanani, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Agrawal, CEO and Whole-time Director, Mr. Amit Betala, CFO, and Mr. Bijay Sharma, Head of Investor Relations. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I will now hand over the conference to Mr. Kayum Dhanani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to Q3 FY24 conference call of Barbeque Nation. The demand environment continues to be challenging, and we expect a slow and gradual recovery in the near term. However, our strategic focus on portfolio rationalization, strong execution, and multiple cost initiatives have helped us in delivering strong operating performance during the quarter. During Q3 FY24, we recorded a revenue of rupees 331 crores, which is 1% growth on year-on-year basis and a 10% growth on sequential basis. It should be noted that the performance was achieved with relatively similar store count as last year. Our dining business, with revenue of 283 crores, remained flat compared to the same period last year and grew by 10% sequentially. Delivery business accounted for revenues of rupees 47 crores, with a year-on-year growth of 5% and sequential growth of 8%. Our focused efforts on margin expansion have delivered good results. During the quarter, our reported EBITDA margins were 20.5%, and adjusted EBITDA margins were 11.4%. The margins were at six-quarter high. During the quarter, we opened two new Barbeque Nation Indian restaurants and consolidated six Salt restaurants into our network and closed four restaurants. As a result, our total network stood at 216 restaurants with 186 Barbeque Nation India, 16 Toscano, eight Barbeque Nations in international, and six Salt. We have already started building pipeline to drive network expansion. We target to open 25-30 new restaurants in FY25. The network growth would be broad-based across brands. Our Toscano and international business recorded strong revenue growth, and both the businesses continue to report very strong operating margins. During the quarter, we also completed the consolidation of Salt, which is consolidated in our results from November 2023 onwards. This business also performed well and recorded year-on-year revenue growth. The integration of the business is on track, and we are focusing on strengthening teams for the business. We continue to focus on enhancing guest experience through initiatives such as culinary festivals, special menu activities, guest engagement initiatives, and restaurant upgrades. These initiatives are anticipated to enhance overall guest experience and drive footfalls. While the overall demand scenario continues to be weak, the trend of improvement in SSSG and operating margins in our business is very encouraging. We remain committed to further drive growth through SSSG and store expansions and maintain our operating margins. Our medium to long-term growth focus remains intact. Any favorable shift in the demand trend will further support our journey. Thank you. Over to you, Rahul.
Thank you, Kayum. Good evening, everyone. During the quarter, we delivered a revenue of Rs. 331 crores, a growth of 0.8% on YOY basis and 9.7% sequentially. On YOY basis, the revenue growth was relatively flattish due to slower new store expansion, network rationalization, and negative same-store sales growth. Our dining revenues for the quarter were flat at Rs. 283 crores and grew sequentially by 10%. Due to seasonal shift this year, October month was impacted with higher share of vegetarian days. Our dining revenue growth was over 3% year-on-year for November and December 23. Our delivery business grew by 5.2% on year-on-year basis and 8.4% sequentially. The growth in delivery segment was predominantly led by increased penetration of our biryani brand, Dum Safar. Our SSSG for the quarter was negative 4.9%, of which the majority of decline was attributable to October month due to high vegetarian days. Excluding October, the SSSG was negative 2.2% in November and December 2023. We have been observing gradual improvement in SSSG on month-on-month basis. We anticipate the trend to continue and SSSG numbers to be relatively further better next quarter. During the quarter, mature restaurant portfolio delivered annualized revenue per outlet of 6.6 crore with restaurant operating margin of 18.5%. While the matured portfolio has experienced some SSSG decline, we have been able to maintain the restaurant operating margins. New restaurant portfolio reported annualized revenue per outlet of 5.1 crore with restaurant operating margins of 10.6%. This improvement is on account of increase in average aging of the portfolio. Gross margins for the quarter improved by 117 basis points on year-on-year basis and 192 basis points sequentially. Around 80 basis point improvement in gross margin during the quarter is due to reclassification adjustments, and balance improvement is primarily led by lower food cost per cover and better realization in beverages. Just to clarify, the reclassification adjustment is between gross margin and food cost and employee cost. There is no impact on EBITDA because of this reclassification. Consolidated reported EBITDA for the quarter was 68 crores, an increase of 7.6% on year-on-year basis and over 40% on sequential basis. The reported EBITDA margin for the quarter was 20.5%. Our pre-Ind AS adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was 38 crores with a margin of 11.4%. Pre-Ind AS adjusted EBITDA also increased by 7.8% on year-on-year basis and nearly doubled compared to previous quarter. The improvement in margins was largely led by improvement in gross margin, impact of portfolio rationalization, cost initiatives, and operating leverage that we registered in this quarter. During the quarter, we generated operating cash of 37 crores, which is around 11% of operating revenues, and we continue to have strong operating profit to cash conversion. International business also continued strong performance with year-on-year revenue growth of 24% and strong operating margins. During the quarter, we have added two new restaurants in the portfolio. Our focus would be to enhance capacity utilization of the newly opened restaurants and ensure they reach out their optimal levels faster. The performance of Toscano remains strong with year-on-year revenue growth of 23% in quarter 3 FY24 and strong operating margins. During the year, we have already added two new stores in the portfolio. In our Toscano business, the focus would be expansion-led growth coupled with maintaining same-store sales growth. Salt was consolidated for 2 months during the quarter. Integration of Salt with Barbeque Nation and Toscano is progressing well. Our restaurant network as of 31st December 2023 stood at 216 restaurants. During the quarter, we opened two new Barbeque Nation restaurants in India, consolidated 6 Salt restaurants and closed 4 restaurants. Our network expansion efforts are also well on track. Currently, we have 5 restaurants under construction and have an advanced pipeline of 10 under discussion sites. These restaurants are expected to commence operations in H1 of FY25. We plan to add 25-30 new restaurants in FY25 and expect this expansion to be broad-based across Barbeque Nation, Toscano and Salt. Going ahead, we remain cautiously optimistic that various initiatives undertaken by us, coupled with renewed focus on network expansion, would further enhance our operating performance. Thank you. With this, we can open the session for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Vishal Gutka from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi team. Congrats on a nice show despite muted SSG growth. I have two questions. First thing is on the gross margin front. Could you highlight how sustainable these gains are? What led to this kind of gains of around approximately 120 basis points in the YOY? I think something you told on reclassification, apart from that reclassification, any other thing is that driving this gains? Second thing is on the restaurant operating margin related to new stores. When I see 1Q FY24 number, and for new store, you had done a revenue of around 52 million. At that point of time, you reported a restaurant operating margin of 4.3% for new stores. This time around, you're on similar kind of revenue, but restaurant operating margin has shot up to 10.6%. Can you please explain what is driving this kind of improvement despite sales remaining the same?
Sure. Thanks, Vishal. So first, on the gross margin, as you said, we have 120 basis point improvement on YOY basis, out of which 80 basis point has come from reclassification and 40 basis point has been the structural improvement in the business. Let me explain the 80 basis point first. As per our new auditors who have joined us, we spent food cost for our employee meals in the outlets, and that amount was earlier parked in food cost for the overall business, and now that amount is classified into employee cost. So that 80 basis is one-time improvement or the readjustment improvement, which will continue. On the 40 basis point, the improvement has been driven by lower food cost per cover, which again also is sustainable, and there's been better realization on our beverages. There are some offers that used to run on beverages, which once we remove those offers, we haven't seen any impact on those beverage sales and has positively contributed to our gross margin. I think both of these efforts will continue, and the lower levels of gross margin that you saw in quarter one and quarter two, I don't expect that to be repeated in, say, quarter four or going forward. That's one. Your other question on restaurant operating margin, yes, in quarter one, there was a 55.2 crores of average revenue from new stores, which is similar in quarter three, but the margin profile is different. Two reasons for that. One is a clear improvement in the gross margin. If you look at our gross margin, these were lowest in quarter one of this financial year, wherein in quarter three, these are among the highest. So barring the reclassification adjustment, there is approximately 2.5% improvement in gross margins between quarter one and quarter three. Secondly, in quarter one, whatever restaurants were closed and some of the losses that were incurred during the time of closure were all categorized under the new restaurant portfolio. So mature restaurants are the one which has margins of more than which have been operating for more than 2 years, and everything else was classified under new restaurants. As we have been as we were done through our portfolio readjustment, most of these costs related to the closed outlets have gone and led to improvement in our overall numbers.
Great. Great. Thank you so much. Wishing you all the best for future quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harshil Sethia from Ladder of Wealth. Please go ahead.
Sir, what kind of cost initiatives are we taking to deliver such kind of gross and EBITDA margins?
So like I said, on the gross margin side, the food cost per cover has reduced. There has been menu engineering exercises. There has been packaging cost reductions that have happened, which has led to improvement in your gross margin. Further, on the other cost initiatives, there has been rationalization on employee costs. In some places, rents have been relooked at, and other small initiatives have been taken to drive this profitability.
If you can just give us some examples to understand the same.
So like I said, on the beverage side, we were operating at an overall company-level gross margins of around 55%. That number has itself gone up to around 65%, and beverage contribution in the business is approximately 7%. So 0.7% margin expansion has also come from that side. So these two numbers are comparing between sequential quarters.
Okay.
So this is just an example. Like that, there are many others that have been undertaken.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashil.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. The next question is from the line of Percy Panthaki from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to understand the math of your SSSG versus margins going ahead. So, see, what has happened is that over the last couple of years, the revenue per restaurant has fallen. And at the same time, there is normal inflation in all the costs below EBITDA. So, what is the interplay of this? Like, if you have, going forward, if you have a 5% SSSG, does that bring you back to a normalized annual margin of, let's say, 13-14% on the full company level, new and old stores put together? Or do you think that that is not possible because the equation of revenue per store decline and cost per store increase over 2 years compounded will mean that you need 2-3 years of SSSG to be strong to come back to that kind of 13-14% margin at an overall company level? What are your thoughts on this?
Thanks, Percy, for this question. So, overall, if you look at the current quarters at a portfolio level, including the new and old restaurants, we had an average annualized revenue of 6.2 crores and delivered around 16.7% restaurant operating margins, right, with a negative SSG of 5%. I think without this negative SSG of 5%, the operating leverage story is fully intact. Just to say, if the revenue numbers were higher by 5%, out of this 5%, at least 2.5% would flow down to your bottom line, right? And we've seen that. So if you look at the current quarter, the month of December generally is one of the best months for us. And especially in the month of December, we have seen restaurant operating margins upwards of 22%, right? And October month was one of the bad months because of high number of exchange days, and we have seen operating leverage playing, and it's been lower. Overall, on the entire quarter basis, we are at around 11.5%. And I think it's just about higher sales. A 10% higher sales from this, at least 4-5% will further flow down to our margins. Just to also mention on the margin improvements, like I said, there are four attributes of margin improvement. First one is improvement in gross margin. Second is impact of portfolio rationalization, which means that some of the closed store margins were obviously dragging, and some of the new stores that now added to the matured portfolio, they are performing better than what the closed stores are performing. So overall percentages have improved. Third is obviously cost initiatives. There are multiple initiatives taken, some of the examples that I gave recently. And fourth is operating leverage. I think the first three are structural changes. And in my view, the mid-single digit margins that we saw in the previous three quarters, is something that that should not happen now. And the fourth factor, which is operating leverage, is clearly a function of market. Once that comes in, we expect our margins to revert back to 13-14% that we used to do historically.
So two follow-ups on this, Rahul. One is that Q3 is your seasonally strongest quarter, and therefore, yes, if you have done 11.5% in Q3, all other things being equal, just the seasonality would mean that this would translate to an annualized margin of somewhere in the region of 9-9.5%. So if we have to go on a full year basis, this journey from 9-9.5 to, let's say, 13.5-14, do you think that just the SSSG coming back to 5% is enough, or would you need to do something more also in addition to this?
No, I think it's enough because if you look at this quarter three and your maths on the annualized number of, say, 9.5-10%, this also bakes in around overall for the first 9 months, around 8% of SSG decline, right? So just that reversal of that 8% SSG decline would lead to margin improvement by 3-4 percentage points.
Okay, so basically, if I have to just say it in a nutshell, supposing if you deliver, let's say, 4-5% positive SSSG in FY25, then the full year margins would be possible in that 13.5-14% region. Would that be a correct interpretation?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Secondly, just wanted to understand what are your plans in terms of new store openings for FY25, and if you can break it up by segment, and also do you have any closure plans for FY25 or it's now more or less going to be done by the end of FY24?
So on in 25, we expect to do around 25 to 30 sites, and broadly 50% of this will be for Barbeque Nation brand, and the balance 50% would be for both Toscano and Salt. So this is the broad breakup. In terms of closures, I think we're largely done in this financial year, in 24. In 25, I don't expect any closures, to be there. But the focus on overall profitability is very high. So at max for the next year, full year, I don't expect to go beyond 3 to 4 closures, which is, I think, is usual, closure rate, which the company will maintain going forward.
Okay, understood. And there is no plan for any international store opening next year?
No, there are. So when I say Barbeque Nation brand, I mean also international. We can do 2 to 3, international stores. International business is delivering around 20% EBITDA margin. So there is cash accumulation there, and we may, based on the availability of good sites, we'll utilize the same cash to expand.
Okay. Yeah, that's all for me from now. I'll come back in the queue if I have further questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Basu.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. The next question is from the line of Rajesh from K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to understand what goes into the decision making of, opening the new restaurants, and then what goes into the decision of closing the old restaurants, because we have been seeing we are adding 8, closing 4. This has been repeating for the last 3-4 quarters. So in the first place, what are the, drivers of opening that restaurants, and then why are we closing them now? This has been happening for a long time now, right? So that's why I just wanted to understand what are the parameters that are used to open or close.
Thank you, Rajesh. I think we have to look at the history of last 3 years after stepping out of COVID. We have delivered good results in our business, and based on the success of those existing restaurants, we started to map the market and went ahead and opened up a few more, both in metro tier 1 markets and tier 2 markets. And over the period of last 4 to 5 quarters, in general, there has been a demand issue in the market, which has been impacting a lot of our restaurants. So we took a hard call of halting the store expansion for some time and relooking at our entire portfolio to rebalance in the right manner. And that is why for the entire year we have closed a few restaurants, and very selectively looking at opening of the new ones. I think by end of this year we are done with that, and we are at the right stage of resuming our growth. One other change that you will see between our expansions last year versus this year is that FY23 is that FY23 was largely led by Barbeque Nation. But today, given that we have 3 to 4 strong brands in our portfolio, we want this to be more broad-based so that the impact of any possible cannibalization or impact of maturing of these new restaurants and the impact on overall financials is managed well. So this is broadly our strategy. We have to react to the to our strategy based on market condition, and that's what we have done.
So when do you revisit your decision to, now that we have opened some new restaurant, so when do you come back and review, is this the right decision or not, and what goes into it?
Frankly, last quarter also, we had mentioned that we believe that our expansion or the restaurant rationalization program is pretty much done. Last quarter when we spoke in November, we clearly knew what needs to be done in terms of more closures. We had already started to build our pipeline from January onwards, December, January onwards. Obviously, there's a lag in terms of building pipeline, and then there is construction, and then the restaurant starts trading. So I think as an organization, we are already 2 to 3 months into building our pipelines, and then some of these getting under construction. So I think we have already got into that phase now.
Okay. So one other question I have is you have made this statement at least twice already that this quarter's margins are sort of the base. So we will not be seeing lower margins like in last 3 quarters going forward, right? So if you see this SSG, same store sales growth, right? It's still in the negative zone, and then our margins have moved up. Can you please explain that difference? Because those things are clearly not matching here, and then your confidence that, going forward, it will not go down, the margins will not go down. So I just wanted to understand how these things work out actually.
When we compare our this quarter's margin with the previous 3 quarters, obviously, like I said, there's delta because of gross margin. There's delta because of portfolio rationalization, which was not baked into last 3 quarters, but it's baked into here because all the closing costs, one-time costs have all been factored into. There is impact of cost initiatives. Some of the initiatives, even if you start something, it doesn't start flowing from day one. You make a decision, you implement that. And there's a lag of anywhere between 1 to 2 quarters, depending on the initiative taken. So all of these things have come into play in quarter three. So the only comment that I'm making is some of the efforts taken are more structural and permanent. And the margin improvement this quarter, which is a seasonally good quarter for us, driving from the operating leverage, is something that is always at play. So if the revenues dip in quarter four, then to some extent margins will dip only from the factor of operating leverage. But the other three initial factors will continue to play.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vicky Punjabi from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Just a quick one. I mean, what surprised me in this result was that if I look at the peer set, the dine-in revenues have somewhere been under pressure. I mean, sequentially, I think on a per-store basis, they have declined. It's not something which you have seen. I mean, what has driven this? I mean, and as I understand, I mean, if I read the comments properly, it's actually led by higher footfall. And this is on a sequential basis. I want to understand what's actually driving this this change in behavior of barbecue versus the other two restaurants.
So on the sequential basis, obviously quarter two is one of the weakest with higher numbers of vegetarian days. If you look at quarter two, pretty much 70% of the month was impacted because of various vegetarian days. Whereas it continued in October because of factors like Adhik Maas. But that consumption pattern came back in November, December. And frankly, this sequential improvement between quarter two and quarter three, if you look at our historical numbers 6-7 years back, history, these are similar. December month, like I said, was very good. The month itself was SSSG positive for us, right? So it is all led by footfalls.
Yeah, but actually, frankly, to be fair, if paying for QSR companies, 3G used to be better than 4Q. Sorry, 3G used to be better than 2Q. It's just that this year I thought was an exception. It kind of gave me a perception that sequentially there was a decline in consumer sentiment somewhere. But I mean, your results kind of didn't at the opposite side, I mean, especially on given that you are high on dining. But I mean, as consumer demand environment improves sequentially, is that true, or has the store closure somewhere helped here?
I think both have helped. Look, no doubt portfolio rationalization has helped. Portfolio rationalization also has strengthened our overall top line, but has expanded our margins, right? And in some cases, if the demand was moving into splitting between two restaurants, have now moved into one restaurant. And when I talk about portfolio rationalization, this is done across only 15 markets out of say 80 markets that we operate in, and that has delivered some results. But also on sequential basis, you know, quarter three dining business have been better. Corporate business, for example, between 10th of December to around 24th, 25th of December was very good. Even during the last week of December, the business was very good. And my peer check with a lot of peer dining players or casual dining players, they have pretty much seen similar improvements in the month of December.
Okay, and just to understand the commentary, I think you said that at least on the SSG basis, sequentially the trends are improving. I mean, can I take the fact that demand environment continues to improve? Is that what's being mentioned?
So I can't say that clearly that demand has improved considerably. One of the other empirical study that that I believe also is the overall supply in the restaurant industry has gone up a lot. So there also been distribution of the customers across more number of players. So to that extent, the entire industry environment remains challenging. And that is why in this challenging environment, your own in-house or internal execution becomes very important, and you have to have a very tight control on your costs so that the operating performance is delivered. Obviously, in our own business, some of these things take time, which is what we have gone through over the period of last 3 quarters. But I won't sort of stand up and say that no demand has completely improved. To some extent, the base impact will also kick in the next financial year. But I still don't see the same level of demand that maybe we have seen, for example, pre-COVID days, right?
Okay. And just last one on the store expansion front. So, I mean, there were certain decisions that led to, higher accelerated pace of store expansion earlier, and now we have ended up rationalizing those stores. And we resume our expansion now, but how confident are we that, if we resume our expansion, we won't be in the same position of, possibly rationalizing stores 2 years, 3 years down the line? I mean, how well have we rectified the reasons because of which this rationalization took?
Yeah, I think FY24, the period of new store expansion has been very slow and cautious. FY23 store expansion, it was focused on only one brand, which is Barbeque Nation, right? And that has put a lot of pressure. And the store expansion was also done in an environment of declining industry trends. I think next year, given the base impact, given that there has been nationalization done and is also being done across the industry, there would be some improvement. And I see, while this will be slow, and store expansion done in that environment versus 23, and secondly, store expansion being done across a few focused brands will put less pressure on the operating performance of one brand. So to that extent, I think it's different. Plus, our internal evaluation criteria also have been strengthened. Some I can speak about, some I can't speak about openly. But overall, I feel confident that the drag that happened from expansion FY23 should not be there.
Sure. And just last one. I think I missed this. What's the guidance for expansion?
We are looking at 25 to 30 for new stores in FY25.
Okay, sure. And thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Resha. Thanks for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered, just two more. So the first one is on the salt. Can you share what was the revenue number for the 2 months, November and December, as it was consolidated? And also, would the similar consumer demand trends reflect in Salt's revenue growth profile as well? If you could just comment on that. That's the first question.
Yeah, so Salt for 2 months did approximately 6.2 crores across their six restaurants. And they did an operating margin of around 1 odd crores from that. So the impact is not drastic on the overall numbers. Yes, Salt also was has reflected similar demand trends. Just one comment on Salt. Salt number of restaurants are very small, and they have one restaurant in Chennai, which got impacted a lot in the month of December because of floods. So just one restaurant there. While Barbecue Nation also has restaurants in Chennai, but in the entire scheme of things, it it balances out. But for Salt, it matters. That's it on Salt. I think this is your question, Desha, right?
Yeah, right. And the second one is on the Cloud Kitchen. So if I recall correctly, we also did get into this format post-COVID. So since it does not get mentioned in the presentation, I'm not sure if whether we are still continuing or not. But how has been the experience for us, and you know, what's the unit economics there? If you can just elaborate on that.
Well, we are not continuing with this. So we have consolidated this from our existing operations itself. We experimented with this during a period when average revenue per store from our delivery business was higher. But as this stabilized at around 24,000-25,000 rupees per day, which is an average revenue of say 8-9 lakh rupees per store, it was not making sense to incrementally spend on rent, manpower, supply chain, and therefore we stick to only doing it from our own outlets.
Understood. All right, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Risha.
Thank you, Risha. We have a next question from the line of Manav Vijay from Deep Financial Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. So first of all, if you can tell us regarding the Salt restaurants, so they have been classified as mature ones or as new restaurants?
So out of six restaurants that they have, five are more than 2 years old and classified as mature, and one which is new is classified as new.
Okay. My second question is, sir, if you look at the sales breakup, last year roughly 75% of your sales came from metro and tier one towns, which in 9 months has roughly moved to 77 to 78. Now, so going forward, should we assume that the proportion of sales coming from metro and tier one towns, where I believe the focus is well for the new restaurants opening as well, so this number will continue to move up?
No, so we don't give numbers on share of business. We give numbers on store counts, and I think that will remain at 75-25. So the plus minus delta is based on the opportunity that you might get in that quarter, but strategically that percentage will remain at 75-25.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my last question is, so let's assume for a second that, let's say, demand environment doesn't improve, SSG doesn't improve. So from the current cost base that we are sitting on, since we have taken a lot of steps or efforts in the last, I believe, 9 months, 15 months to correct the base that we had, so are there further levers available if, let's say, demand were not to revive even in next 6 months, 9 months?
So, there are efforts being taken, and there are ongoing efforts which is there, right? I think on the demand scenario, I don't believe that, this will not improve. And obviously, there's a lot of work being also done at the store level for guest engagement. You know, you must have seen a lot of food activation work that we're doing in the outlet, which is also giving us good results. I think eating out will not completely go away. Some of the supply also will correct, because at these levels, I don't think, people can continue. While this business throws out a lot of cash, but if not managed well, this can also lead to losses, right? So, I think it's a matter of time. we have to stay put and keep giving efforts towards that. In a scenario wherein this continues in the same fashion, we obviously will margin will not be at the same level that we used to do earlier, but we'll continue to drive efforts and see how we can optimize our business.
Okay. My last question to you, sir. So you intend to open roughly 25 to 30 next year. What will be the capex for the same, and whether the operations will generate enough cash for you to open them?
Yes. So the overall capex, including maintenance capex and other one-time capex, should be in the range of 80 to 90 crores. Our operations are good enough to generate that. Even this financial year, for the first 9 months, we have generated around similar numbers. And despite a weak year for us because of H1, I think we've generated more than this. So, this is how the company has been built. We grow largely from our internal accruals.
So what has been the cash generation in first 9 months of this year compared to last year of nine months?
This quarter has been 38 crores, which is higher by around 16 crores. For the full 9 months, we would be approximately 80 odd crores. Last year, 9 months would be 115 odd crores. Vijay or Amit, if you can help me with those numbers.
105
odd crores last 9 months.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Manas.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Resha Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So, you spoke about the increase in supply or increased competition in the eating out space, right? So, do you think this is structurally, increased and is here to stay? And, when was the last cycle when we saw, such an increase in supply, and then, how things panned out in that cycle?
Well, very difficult for me to put a number in the past, but if you look at our trade area, trade markets, we see a lot of casual dining, restaurants opening up, new concepts opening up, normally when some of these things open up, consumers do go and try. And in most of these cases, the real trick is whether that excitement is maintained, by that restaurant over a period of time. And if it is a fad, if it is something which is new and doesn't catch the fancy of the consumers for a longer period of time, this normally sort of dies off and autocorrects, and consumers go back to their usual favorites. I think this is where we are. Unfortunately, we don't have any formalized industry report to quote these numbers. But based on our internal study of some of the trade areas, we do see supply has gone up.
And would you say that it's also not only because of the subdued demand, but also because of this increased competition that you are seeing a dip in the number of your repeat customers or your loyal customers? I mean, have you seen that in your numbers?
I think it's both. I think it's one, obviously, not that the entire consumer space is, I think, has been struggling with this. So it is a mix of both, which is declining consumer demand, discretionary spend, and also increased supply, at least for restaurants.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Risha.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.